Yeah, I know the feeling. I've been working on code plug for the last couple of days. I'll probably be working on it a while more tonight. Anthony keeps getting me these APXs, and this one's VHF and 7800. That one's UHF and 7800. And I've been just kind of cloning my APX 8000 over, but then you got to clean up all the invalid fields that, it's either VHF or UHF, so I have to delete one. And the way my zones are, they're all mixed with VHF, UHF, all over the place. And so now I'm kind of cleaning up my code plug to make it easier to separate into VHF and UHF, and then I'll build the dynamic zones. And yeah, I'm kind of rethinking everything. It's kind of fun. KEAWUO.
Oh yeah, no, it's frustrating, it's fun, it's like a puzzle, so I get it. But we do that all the time, you see the logic in something until you have to do something like you're doing. And then all of a sudden you lay things out in a certain way that make perfect sense, but you didn't see it, So, and Phil's starting to see that too. Phil's real quick to pick the stuff up, and he's been burning the midnight oil on the APX software the last week, and he's coming along quickly. But he's learning all about the systems and personalities and all that other good stuff. I don't think he's ran into one of them ones yet where you have an error that you can't correct, that it's grayed out and it won't let you correct it. Those are the best.